The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted routine healthcare services for millions of us.
A new report by UNICEF finds those disruptions caused the biggest drop in childhood vaccinations in decades, and countries across the world are seeing the consequences of those missed vaccines.
Here to tell us more about those findings is NPR's health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee. Ritu, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So tell us more about the report and what it found. How many kids missed their vaccines?
So, you know, this is a report that UNICEF puts out every year. And this latest one finds that between 2019 and 2021, a total of 67 million children did not receive all or some of their routine vaccines like measles, polio, hepatitis B, diphtheria, etc. And 48 million kids got zero doses. And these kids, you know, are already 3 years old or nearing that age by when they'd have received all their shots. And I spoke with Lily Caprani, the chief of global advocacy at UNICEF, and here's what she told me about what these numbers say.
We've seen the largest sustained decline in the number of children reached with their basic childhood immunizations, more than a generation's worth of progress, and the consequences of that will be measured in children's lives.
And when she says a generation's worth of progress, what does she mean?
So, you know, the world had made so much progress in recent decades in controlling these dangerous childhood diseases with vaccines. And in just a matter of 3 years, so much of that work has just been undone.
This is so important. Ritu, does this mean that these diseases that the vaccines protected kids against are coming back?
Yeah, there's been a rise in cases of tetanus and diarrheal diseases, for example, and countries are seeing large and disruptive outbreaks of one of the most contagious diseases, measles. Just last year, 33 countries saw major measles outbreaks, including India, Somalia, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and polio cases are rising too. Brian Keeley is the editor-in-chief of this report, and he told me that the number of children paralyzed by polio have jumped eightfold during this time. Here's Keeley.
It really does show that we can't be complacent with something like polio. For my generation, we thought this was over, you know, we thought it was dealt with. It isn't. If we don't keep up these efforts to really vaccinate every child, this will come back.
And so will, you know, all these other diseases that kids are vaccinated for.
So before we let you go, what are countries doing to make up for the lost time and to catch up on these truly important childhood vaccines?
Mm-hmm. So the good news here is that many countries have already been working really hard to catch up on these missed shots, and many have succeeded in getting to kids that had missed these vaccines. For example, the Philippines has been doing a lot of community outreach and using some innovative approaches like doing vaccination campaigns in commercial places like malls to vaccinate kids. So, you know, to get to people where they are, and they've caught up quite a bit, according to a UNICEF official based in Manila. And India, which had nearly 3 million kids with zero vaccine doses, has really turned things around with very targeted campaigns in the most affected communities. But, you know, the poorer countries and those that are conflict-ridden have really a long way to go to reach every child.
That is NPR's Ritu Chatterjee. Ritu, thank you.
My pleasure.